I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1456, Cheering You On. Do you have people who are cheering you on in life? You know they're in your corner. No matter what happens, they're rooting for you. They've got your back. Man, we all need them, don't we? And if you're a believer, you have them, whether you realize it or not. Today, let's talk about those who are cheering you on. Jesus told us the two greatest commandments, hence T2G, are to love God and to love others. And loving yourself, others, God, comes way easier if you know you got your cheerleaders. Sometimes the imagery of the Bible can be a bit hard to understand. What do you do with verses like Hebrews 12:1? Therefore, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Great cloud of witnesses? What does that mean? Do you get the picture of, say, Abraham or Moses or David or Noah, kind of setting on those puffy clouds that we fly through in a jet airplane, kind of overlooking what's going on in the world? In Sparkling Gems from the Greek, the author gives us this gem. The Greek word nephos, translated clouds, has an additional meaning that's very exciting when understood in this context. In ancient classical Greek times, the word clouds was used to describe the highest seats in the bleachers of a stadium. And they were really big on their stadiums, by the way. We still see those in the ruins of ancient times. The seats at the very top of the stadium are called the clouds because they were so high up in the air. If you had gone to a sports competition with a ticket for one of those seats, your usher might have said, "Your seats are in the clouds today." And that meant you'd be seated in the highest row available in the bleachers. Now that's kind of cool, isn't it? I mean, today I think we call them nosebleed seats, but they called them the clouds. But the point is, we're not alone. There are those who have run their race. They've fought their fight for the Lord, and they have won the victory. And when we're discouraged and down in the trenches of our own lives, we can read about their lives. We can read the true stories of their faith in places like the faith chapter in Hebrews 11, for example. And then we can take courage in our day with our battles. Setting in the clouds are people just like us whose faith overcame the world, as our faith can too. Here's the great question. Who is setting in the clouds right now whose story really encourages you on your journey? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, those who have gone before us in faith, cheering us on from the grandstands of eternity. Empower us to run with endurance the race that is set before us, knowing that we're not alone in this pilgrimage. Thank you for the heroes of the faith who have paved the way for us, whose stories inspire and challenge us. May their legacy encourage us to preserve and persevere in the kinds of trials and hardships, remembering that we're part of a larger story that spans generations. Grant us the strength to cast off the burdens that weigh us down, the doubts that seek to entangle us, the distractions that divert our gaze from you. Lord, may the great cloud of witnesses serve as a reminder that we're part of a spiritual family that transcends time and space. Let their faithfulness motivate us to live wholeheartedly for you, seeking to make a lasting impact on those around us, in our generation. We ask for your grace to sustain us, your wisdom to guide us, and your spirit to empower us. May our lives be a testimony of your faithfulness down through time. And may we one day join the chorus of witnesses in heaven, praising your name for all eternity. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1457. In the meantime, Clint Arnold wrote, "As a cloud of witnesses, they bear witness to God's faithfulness to the faithful. As such, they offer great encouragement to Christians struggling to endure in faith." Podcast family, may you let that cloud keep cheering you on.